Welcome to the Rage Podcast. We hope that you find this week's message encouraging.
What is up, everyone? Whoa, this is loud. Holy moly. Holy moly. Jeez Louise. All right. Let's just take a sec to recognize how awesome that video was. Carl has been holding on to that for a while, so it's kind of weird that we're doing Living Legendary tonight. But let's take a sec to go to God in prayer to bless this message, because nobody can speak on their own. Dear Lord God, we just pray for a calming peace to come over everyone in this room tonight. We pray for humble hearts to accept your message tonight. We pray for a willingness to live in your purpose tonight. We pray for growth tonight. We pray to chase after you with everything we have tonight, Lord God, because you are worthy. Lord God, that you would come down into this room and fill this place, that we could all feel your presence, Lord God, that there would be no fear and perfect love, but that you'd cast that out, that tonight isn't for Satan and the enemy, but tonight's for your will. That if there's any enemies in this room right now, Lord God, that they'd be casted out by your holy angels, Lord God. Lord God, that this would be a war field tonight, and that it would be an effective message through you and you alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to start by taking a quick survey tonight. So what you're going to do is, if I say, hey, what is your favorite color blue? Then if that applies to you, you raise your hand. So whose favorite color is blue? My favorite color is blue. Whose favorite color is green? Red. Orange. Pink. Gray. For real? There's people who like gray. Not judging. Purple. Okay, not discriminating. Every other color of the rainbow. Okay, there we go. Recognition now. Okay. And other ones that aren't. Who is excited that summer is coming up? Yeah, for sure. Who has vacations planned for this summer? Where are you going? Going to his grandma's for the entire summer. What? Okay, that's cool. That's sweet. Where's your grandma's? Awesome, man. All right. Ready for this to get a little deeper? Who wants to have a life that holds purpose? I should see everybody's hand right now. I don't want my life to mean anything. I'm not going to raise my hand at all. There's no meaning to my life at all. I don't care. Just living through each day. Who wants to eventually change the world? There we go. Oh, yeah. World changers in you. Isn't it interesting that everybody in this room wants to eventually change the world? That everyone wants to live a life of purpose and of worth and of making a difference. What if I told you that eventually is right now? I believe that this message tonight, being from God, depending on how attentive you are to this current second, has the ability to set your whole life to be full of purpose and purposeful. You, all of you can change the world. I believe that with all my heart. Summer is coming up and we are all anxious and excited. My summer's already here, suckers. Okay, never mind. No, but we're all excited. So whether it be for rest, hanging out with friends, binge watching Netflix, or playing Fallout 4. Okay. Okay, or playing sports. Who likes sports? Okay. There we go. I'll have an exception for some physical activity. Summer is a great time for rest, but it's also a time of the year where we don't have quite as many obligations, which means that we have more time. And though some of us might, like myself, want to spend all that time watching Netflix and playing Fallout 4, if I had a PS4. And donations are accepted. If I had a PS4, and also camping. But should we? Should we spend all of our time with that? Time is a super valuable thing, you see. Because once you spend it, unlike money, you can't get it back. I can't go back to yesterday and get all my time back and relive yesterday. I wish I could. If you know how to do that, let me know. However, unlike money, we can invest. Like money, we can invest time. The key to investing money is to gain a worthy return. There's a value increase. The key to investing time is to also gain a worthy return. Are you investing your time into something more valuable than itself? Time is the most valuable thing on this planet under humans and God. God first. Oh. The only thing more valuable than time is Jesus and his purpose. We must invest time into God's purpose to gain a return on it, a worthy return on it. Does the time you spend have purpose with a worthy return, or is it in vain? We must be smart investors. I know we all want our life to be worth something. We can all live legendary lives with purpose. Society even tells us we can do this. But the biggest lie is that we can do it on our own, by our own ability, for the world's purpose. But this is the world's purpose: living to die. YOLO. You only live once. But as Christians, whatever it is, we can only do all things through who strengthens us? Christ. Through Christ. Christ, the purpose giver. Where Christians are dying to live, or dying with hope. It's so easy to get caught up in the lie of, I got this, I can do this. I'm Mr. Arrogant, Narcissistic Chris. But last time I checked, we didn't come into being through our own breath, through our own effort. But Christ breathed life into us. Christ inspired us. Christ gave us purpose. I could come up here and speak this whole message, but if God's not with me, there's no point. There's no point at all. If I don't have purpose up here, then I'm just speaking for no reason. But I tell you tonight, I have purpose up here. This is not in vain. God has purpose for all of our lives. And what is that purpose, you ask? Well, that is a great question, Michael. Thank you for asking. Our purpose is to make Jesus known. We can see this in Matthew 28:19. Where Jesus commands us, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Acts 1:8, we can also see this. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That is our purpose. Yes, every creature. I know what you're thinking. Even Crazy Steve, who sits over there in the corner picking his nose and biting his nails and smelling like rotten milk. Yes, even Crazy Steve is a creature. Definitely a creature. Not that Steve. Not that Steve. This is just a fictional character. Cool? I was thinking of my dad when I wrote. I'm just joking. Okay. If we take a quick ADD second to look around us, we will notice that everybody in this room has a cross somewhere on them. That cross stands for our purpose. We all have the same purpose, and that is to make Christ known to all the world. The reason I call it an ADD second is because I have attention deficit disorder. And I use it to my advantage like a boss. That cross stands for purpose we all share, to make Christ known. You see, God has eternal purpose for all of our lives, to make Christ known. And when we live in that purpose, we are truly living legendary. To make Christ known is to live legendary. We also each have a unique calling on our lives, in which we accomplish our purpose to make Christ known. One example of somebody who is called is Peter. Peter has a calling on his life under God's purpose. In Matthew 16:18, Jesus says to Peter, and I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock, I will build my church. And the gates of Hades will not overcome it. Jesus told Peter that through him, the church and the body of Christ would be built, that it would be started. God gave Peter a calling to build the church. God delivers on that calling in Acts. Let me see real quick. 2:37-41. After Peter heals a man through Jesus and preaches Jesus, when the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call." With many other words, he warned them, and he pleaded with them, "Save yourselves from this corrupt generation." Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. Peter's starting the church. Also in Acts 4, 1 through 4. The priest and the captain of the temple guard and the Sadducees came up to Peter and John while they were speaking to the people. They were greatly disturbed because the apostles were teaching the people, proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection of the dead. The Sadducees hated the resurrection of the dead. They did not like the resurrection of the dead. The Pharisees did. So they were getting mad. They're like, "Man, these people are teaching about the resurrection of the dead. This is not good." They seized Peter and John, and because it was evening, they put them in jail until the next day. I'm too tired to deal with this. But many who heard the message believed. So the number of men who believed grew to about 5,000 in all. That's crazy. In these passages, we see that God used Peter, like he said he would, to start the church, making Peter the rock on which God's church was built. Just like Peter, God has a calling on each of our lives that is unique to who he has made us to be. He has a calling that fits to his purpose for each and every one of you in this room. You guys have worth. So much worth that Jesus spilled his blood on the cross for you. Absolutely perfect man paying for imperfect people. That doesn't add up, but he did it anyway. He says you're worthy. He says you have value. If we take another ADD second to notice each other's beautiful faces, we'll notice that everybody has a unique face in this room. And like each one of our unique faces, I'm a twin, but hey, we're fraternal, so it still works. And like the uniqueness of everybody's face in this room, we all have unique and beautiful callings on our life. You want to know what most people see in this room looking at it? They see a group of people who are going on vacation. It's normal teens who are going to go and have fun this summer vacation. Going to have fun this summer. Do what they want. Work at a camp. Go visit the grandma. Go visit a brother or sister. They see a room full of those people, but you want to know what I see in this room? There's a lot of people in this room that are going on vacations. There's a lot of people that are staying here on the front lines in our own Michigan. I see a room full of missionaries to this whole USA, to the whole USA. I see a room full of missionaries to the outermost parts of this world, traveling. But it breaks my heart. Because some of you have things that are holding you back from living legendary, from living with an eternal purpose. Some of you are struggling with things. I feel the enemy has footholds on some of the people in this room tonight. Footholds of unforgiveness, footholds of anger, footholds of drugs, footholds of pornography. Guys, if you struggle with that, come talk to me. I'd love to help you through it. Some of you might even be angry with me, and I'm sorry if I've done anything to offend any one of you or make you feel unworthy. I'm sorry if I've done that to any one of you guys. Some of you are even mad at God for the hole you dug yourself. God, why'd you do this to me? Do we not know our sin has consequences? When we choose to disobey God, he's gonna spank us. You can laugh. I said spank. Some of you are angry at God for taking away a family member. It's Some of you are in the process of losing family members. Don't be angry at God. I'm sorry, but death is a result of the fall of Adam and Eve. God wants the best for all of us. And that's why he sent his son, so we can have life. We have a choice to live or die. We have a choice to follow Jesus with everything we have. God's invited us to live eternally. To live out God's purpose and to make Christ known, we must break free of these footholds. In MMA, if somebody has you in a foothold, if someone has you in a foothold, and they're taking your foot, you got to try hard to get out of it. It's not easy. You got to work for it. You know, I don't know how to do any footholds, but that's my best attempt right there. But still, so you got to work hard to get out of it. It's not easy. When you're in a spiritual foothold, you need God's help to get out of it. You can't do it on your own. You think you can outpower an angel? No. We can only outpower angels through Jesus Christ. Well, that was great and all, Chris, but why should I do that? It sounds hard. Why should I live according to God's purpose? That's a great question, Jenna. Great question. There's three reasons why you should live according to God's purpose. Number one, your life will make an eternal impact. Your life will have worth. Your life will make a difference in this world. That sounds grand. In a positive way. Number two, God's going to reward us. Ephesians 6:8, the Lord will reward each one of you for whatever good they do, whether slave or free. Number three, Christ is worthy. It is the least we can do. You know, it's not like Jesus died on the cross for our sins. It's not like he died so we could have eternal life. It's not like he was freaking out about it so much they spent time in prayer. He said, God, you should probably take this cup away from me. And then he sweated blood for you. He wanted the best for us during all of that. That's why he did it. Not out of selfish ambition. He didn't have to go up on that cross. He could have ran. I would have ran. I would have ran so fast. That Holy Spirit run, super fast. Call me Flash. Okay. Well, then can't people just do whatever they want and they will fulfill God's purpose anyway? You know, if God's purpose is going to be fulfilled, can't people do whatever they want? And that is another great question, Claire. Thank you for asking that question. Let me address a huge misconception in the church today, and a lot of people argue this. Some of our parents argue this. Some of our friends argue this. The misconception is faith without deeds is faith nonetheless. In other words, I don't have to live a life that makes Christ known through my actions. I'm pretty sure the only way to make Christ known is through actions. I just lay on the ground and you guys aren't going to be like, oh, that dude's a believer in Jesus. He's laying on the ground. Not doing anything. In a coma, just laying there. Man, I just feel the Holy Spirit off this dude. Crazy. Crazy. Yeah, he was slain real hard. Slain. Just joking. Hey. But what I'm saying is, I have to do an action to save people. I'm going to have to act on believing in God's purpose that he wants me to make him known to people to save people. Not saying that being slain in the spirit is a bad thing, but I'm just saying, just cracking jokes. Do that when I'm nervous. Works help make Christ known, and that is our purpose. In James 2:14 through 24, what good is it, my brothers? This is James, not Paul, by the way. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save them? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing, but does nothing, their physical needs, what good is it? For their physical needs, what good is it? It's of no good. Go, be warm, be well fed, you know, be healthy, blessings your way. But I'm not taking money out of my wallet to buy him a burger if he's on that corner. In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by my deeds. You believe that there is one God? Good. Even the demons believe that. And they shudder. You foolish person, do you want evidence that faith without deeds is useless? It's useless. Was not our father Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see that his faith and his actions were working together as one. And his faith was made complete by what he did. And in the scripture, was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. And he was called God's friend. You see that a person is considered righteous by what they do and not by faith alone. How can we change the world without good old-fashioned works? We can't. It's a job. We have to work to save people. You know, pray for them. Give stuff to them. Love on them. Be more genuine than the non-believers. Works show our belief in God. The cross is a visible work God calls us to pick up daily. Luke 9:23, then Jesus said to them all, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. Now, if you'll follow me over here to this cross over here, it's not invincible, right? I'm not seeing things here, right? Right? Probably. It's a pretty solid cross. It's a visible thing God carried for all our sins. And so we should do visible things to show our belief in God. In fact, the cross is a work that showed Christ's purpose, that all may know him and be saved. This purpose we're talking about, to live legendary, that we must show. Philippians 2:8. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Romans 4:25, he was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification. Works are necessary for us to live out our God's purpose of all people coming to know him. Why do you think Christ healed people? He got mad at the places that didn't believe in him after he healed people. Like, you've seen me heal people like 20 times. Quit asking. Like, I already proved it. I still heal people because I love them. But I already proved it. When we pick up our cross, we are visibly different, just as Christ was when he carried that cross. It says he was so mangled, so destroyed, he wasn't even recognizable. When you see your friends again, I don't want you to be recognizable. And this is the Holy Spirit talking. This isn't in my message. When you see your friends again, I don't want you to be recognizable. This summer, when you guys go back to school, I don't want you guys to be recognizable. I hated going back to school and being the same as when I left. What good does that do? That does no good. Oh, back to school, back to the monthly grind. What am I doing different, though? I was doing nothing different. Don't waste it, you guys. You're in a mission field that is extreme, huge. And for your homeschoolers, there's people down your street that you probably play outside and they run into you and stuff like that. I don't know. I wasn't homeschooled. But there's people in here that are in schools like DeWitt, right? Schools like Eastern, schools like Grand Ledge. There's a lot of people in those schools. Schools like North Point, schools like LCC. You guys are world changers. You can change this world and impact people's lives in this room and in the school rooms. When we pick up our cross, we are visibly different, just as Christ was when he carried the cross. You see, the cross is a visible thing. Do people see the cross when they look at us? Do we look different? Are we visibly different because the world is living to die, and by the cross we are dying to live? We have a hope. They don't. They're living their life, doing whatever they can to make the world a better place, but they're going to die and they ain't going nowhere but down. And we're going to live our lives doing whatever we can to glorify Christ. And when we die, we're going somewhere. We have a hope. The world is living to die, and we are dying to live. And it's through his eternal purpose that we can live legendary. I used to have no purpose. I used to cry to my mom every day, and Mom, I just don't know what I want to do when I'm older. Oh my God. I just can't do it. Mom, I don't know what I want to do. There's no point in doing anything in the world because everybody's going to die anyway. This was preteens. It's normal. God, Mom, why don't the girls like me? Just joking. It's because you have no purpose. No, I'm just joking. No, but I felt God talk to me. And he said, Chris, I gave you purpose. Live for me. And that was before I was following him fully. He gave me a hope. And you know what's crazy about it? I wasn't going to say this tonight, in fear of maybe becoming a missionary. But God said to me that I was going to be a youth pastor one day. And look where I'm standing right now, and not by anything I've done. That crazy. That purpose is why I stand here today. But I have purpose for each and every one of you tonight that is eternal. That you will make Christ known among all people. One that will never disappoint, and by far, one that is worth living for eternally. It is not easy, but it is worth it. We all want to live legendary lives. We all have to live with the eternal purpose of making Christ known everywhere. Can I get everyone to close their eyes for a sec? No peeking. Trust me, I'm not going to prank you guys. Some of you in here haven't accepted God's purpose for your life. Some of you in here want to accept God's purpose for your life for the first time, and some of you for the fifth time. Some of you want to change the world one day. God can do great things through all of you. And don't let the enemy tell you any different, because you are all awesome. You're all awesome. Some of you in here have never accepted Christ. And that means you haven't had a purpose, and maybe you've been seeking a purpose for a long time. I know I was there. I wanted to change the world. But tonight you can accept that purpose. So can I get a raise of hands with no peeking? And this is going to be a second, third, fifth commitment. It's going to be a first commitment. But can I get a raise of hands for people who just want to seek God's purpose and ask Christ into their life? Awesome. Awesome. Everyone in here is saved. Can I get an amen? Can I get an amen? But let's pray this together just for the heck of it. Because it doesn't hurt to tell God his worth. Repeat after me. God, thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for giving my life purpose. Thank you for calling me to be purposeful. I believe in you, Christ. With everything I am, I want to follow you. I accept your purpose for my life because I'm done living a life that doesn't mean anything. I want you, Christ, tonight to make an impact on my life so I can change my friends and help them to come to know you. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for dying on the cross. Thank you for helping us come closer to you tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may open your eyes. Ta-da! I changed my shirt. I'm just joking. I didn't. Let this message tonight be a call to action. Stop wasting time. It's good to have rest every once in a while. Don't get me wrong. I've been resting up like crazy. But every second, we're closer to leaving this earth. And I don't want to waste that time. We can bring more people with us. And I don't know about you, but when I get to heaven, I want to look back and say, I did my best to live legendary and to fulfill God's purpose. I want to tell God that I did my best. This summer, in fact, this life, let us make a difference. That God may know, that all may know God. God already knows all. With everything. But tonight, we're going to take a few seconds of some worship time and prayer time. So if I can invite the worship team back up. We're going to spend some time in prayer tonight. We're going to spend some time in prayer tonight for God to give us callings for this summer that we can achieve. Callings change all the time, but let's make this summer and this life productive for Christ.
Thanks for joining us for our podcast today. If you'd like more info on us, you can find us on the web at www.ragestudentmin.com or follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/ragestudentministries.